listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm, the Dog Bowl in Berea. In just 2 days, you can join us in Chicago at Red Ivy on North Clark Street for a live broadcast of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and that will be on draft day. Matt Wilhelm and I will be there. There'll be lunch specials. There'll be all kinds of fun stuff, raffles, Browns giveaways, and more. For more information, visit fans.clevelandbrowns.com. And again, that's it from 12 to 2 Central at Red Ivy, the home of the Chi-Town Dog Pound, located on North Clark Street, again from 12 to 2. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here. We're going to go to the phones. Great interview from Dane Brugler. If you're just joining us now, my apologies. The good news for you is, though, you can download the Browns mobile app in the Apple or Android store. Listen to Dane's interview. It'll be segmented just for you right there. I like the fact that he's now at Shelton and Brashad Perriman, and Ray Farmer dined with Perriman in Orlando. I don't think they were talking about Mickey Mouse.
I'm sure they weren't. And I wouldn't hate it. Like I said,
he could become a Dez Bryant. Physically, that's the prototype that you're dealing with.
Yeah, but I think that the key ingredient that I would love to have in my top prospect, especially a first-round pick, is the ability to catch the football.
I agree with that. That's something
running
that
fast, maybe number
on.
Two, but catching it.
I'm a stickler on that. Okay. You've got to be able to catch the football, especially at receiver. His drop rate was atrocious. I do not believe that that's something that changes typically significantly over time. For example, last year, Jarvis Landry came into the league with the lowest draft rate of any receiver in the draft and played that way at the NFL. It's just something you have a gift for. So, however, Brashad Perriman was still incredibly productive last year, even with Blake Bortles going to the National Football League. So
yes,
I think
he was.
There is something to be said there. Kirk in Baltimore. Kirk, hope you are safe in Baltimore, and our thoughts and prayers with you and your fine city today. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you, Nathan and Matt there. Thanks for taking my call again. You know I've called in before, and now I truly am behind enemy lines. Just got my daughter out of the city about an hour ago, so
wow.
Very thankful
scary
to God
stuff.
For that.
Yeah.
Nice interview with the Brugler here. I thought that was good, and I don't know if it's Nathan or Matt that I agree with here, but let me tell you my take on the draft. First of all, if we can get Shelton, we need somebody to plug up that defensive position there. If we get him, I think we're gold.
Agreed. So far you agree with both of us?
I think we're good there, but here's something I don't think I've heard anybody mention this so far. I agree with not taking Collins at number 19, whoever
yes.
said that earlier. I think if I was looking at anything, and I don't know totally enough about this guy, but look at 24 where Brugler is saying, there's Cameron Irving at center.
That's my guy. Yes, Cam Irving. That's the only offensive lineman I personally would take in the first round because he can come in, start for you at right guard, and then he is going to be able to go in and slide into center if you need it for Alex Mack. So he's a starter and an insurance policy all wrapped up in one.
You know what's intriguing that Dane Brugler mentioned about Danny Shelton is that last night on the draft wrap-up show when we talked, or the draft preview show rather, we haven't wrapped anything. We're just getting started. And we talked Danny Shelton. I said, typically because guys come in maybe in the middle of their career, they start putting on more weight to play their position because they've been productive. But I thought a guy like Danny Shelton, if truly that 5.66 40 is a knock against him, that he'll come in here and he'll lose 10 or 15 pounds and maybe play at 325, not 340. So he'll be even more productive. He'll still be able to be the cog in the middle, take those double teams at 325 100%. Brugler had his weight going the other way. He goes, this is a guy that might end up playing at like 350. And I was just like, my eyes about bugged out of my head just because
that's big.
That's very big. And I mean, like I said, he's slow at 340. Put a 10-pound, you know, weight plate on his back. He's going to be even slower. That, too, scares me because guys are getting bigger and bigger. Vince Wilfork has beat the system. But we saw Casey Hampton kind of come and go. And as he got on the heavier side of his
tough
career in Pittsburgh,
longevity.
You know, he wasn't as productive anymore. And I just think that, you know, let's get – I love Shelton because of his productivity. And watching his film, as Dane talked about it as well, dude made the most plays of any nose tackle or defensive lineman.
He's got a motor.
From number to number, not just hash to hash, which is easy in the National Football League, but number to number, the guy chases down plays. He's got a high motor. That motor only gets higher. Those RPMs start revving when you're pushing less weight.
That's right. Gets you a little bit more speed, as it were.
Needs to get an F-150.
An F-150 from our good friends. I love my new F-150. This is just an aside. This isn't me even selling. But I got the F-150.
Sure it is, but let's do it while we can.
I'm in the Platinum Edition now.
It's sweet.
It is heaven on wheels.
When they delivered it, which was probably the first day you drove in, I walked up. It looked so sweet from the outside that I deviated off my course into the building. I go, I got to look at the inside and check this thing out. And it is sweet on the inside,
too. It's
got
the massager.
It's like a mobile office.
It is like a mobile office. It's got the massagers.
Is it bulletproof?
I hope I don't need to ever find out.
Maybe it is.
It's got massaging chairs, I said. And I love the air in the chair. I think that's a must.
The air in the chair is huge.
It's huge.
I had air in the chair in my Audi
back in
the day so I could do hot or cold.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like now that most cars just have hot.
No, you like that?
I miss the cold. The cold is the best.
Fine. It's fine. After
fresh
a nice
off a golf course. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
Great mind, single light. Rick in Akron, welcome to CBD.
Thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you very much.
Would you guys pass on Perriman then if he's available at 19?
No, I would take him. I would take him. I think he's got all the makings of a true number one receiver for you. I would take him. I thought he was productive last year, as I said, without Blake Bortles. At the size and speed, 6'2", he runs that 4.2, you know that. So he's got the traits to be an exceptional player. I think he's got, when you look at kind of what they call that spark testing or those where they measure just the pure explosiveness of an athlete, he is one of those guys that jumps off those charts with you. So he's got, in my mind, a little bit of that Dez Bryant freakish athleticism to him. So I do like him. I think he's got a good opportunity to be a big, big, productive, outside, legitimate, field-stretching number one receiver. And also, when you are 6'2", as he is, and you weigh, 212, you can be a good blocker in the run game if you're so inclined.
For sure. And you know what? The more we talk about Perriman at 19, I have no problem that if Ray Farmer has Perriman as the best player on his board, and we have not taken a wide receiver at 12, and we're on the clock at 19. I cannot say I go against that pick because that's Ray staying true to his board, taking his best player, meeting a need in wide receiver.
All right, we're going to take a break here when we come back after further review. And yes, get that receiver, Matt Wilhelm. Make it so. Got a free Willie player right here to us right now, wide receiver. All right, after further review, when we come back with Zagura, Wilhelm, and we'll bring in Jason Gibbs.